Welcome to this session. Here is a talk on why we need free password managers by Joachim Lundborg.
Thank you. I'm glad to have at least some people here for this very late session. So today we're going to talk about why we need password managers. And let's first take a look at why we need passwords in the first place. And this didn't work. Okay. Oh. All right, so first, how many here use a password manager? Almost everyone, that's great. So you really need a password manager because passwords is something that you shouldn't keep the same in all the places, and you definitely want to make sure you change them often. And the problem is that passwords are very hard for humans to deal with. So why do we need free password managers? So the thing with there are alternative authentication schemes that we can use. There are like OAuth and stuff like that. But the most popular ones, they are based on non-free services like Twitter and Facebook and Google. So in a way, password managers or like just normal password, username and password login, they are like the best system that we can use for most cases. I mean, there are better solutions for many places, but for the most part, it is the best solution we have to keep the security of our logins in our own hands. So therefore, at least for now, until OAuth and similar protocols become popular, we really need to have password managers that we can use, and that does not depend on having them in a centralized place. So, I'll just do this instead. Yeah, but this seems more. So. So, the problem for me, I work at a company where security is very important, and a big problem I have is I tell people this, like why you need to use a password manager and how important it is to make sure that you control your secrets and that you change them often and that your passwords are secure. But I don't feel entirely confident in recommending the free software alternatives at the moment. And the reason is, if they look at the alternatives, they look like this. They're like very shiny, they like animate, they work everywhere, they look OSX-y and stuff like this. And when I show them the free software alternatives, they kind of look like this. And if you're like a Mac user, then you become scared when you see something like this. And what you can learn from this is that the UX really matters when it comes to security. I mean, it's only as good as how people use it and that which people use it. So this is really important. And that is why I'm interested in us providing better alternatives. So I have started a small project to address this, and it has some design goals. So of course, first one is it should have great UX. It needs to be secure. And it should be distributed. So this means we should control where the data is located. I mean, it's very convenient to sync things to the cloud, but it's also a big security concern. If everything is in one place, then that place is a very valuable target for an attacker. We have seen attacks against LastPass, and I mean, we can only expect this to happen more. So a good password manager needs to be distributed. I also think it's important that we have several different systems. So we have a KeePass, so that's good, but I think we need more alternatives. So let's just accept this. Like when we design a security system, usability should be our primary concern because, like I said, it's a security system is only as good as how people use it. So it doesn't matter that your crypto is super strong if it's not used properly. So this is maybe obvious, but like what's not so obvious is what does it mean to create good UX? And the thing I think is most important here is to have good defaults. So you just get started and you get something good. Of course, being able to choose what you want is good, but like defaults is most important. And that you should be like very close to get to what you want. And you should also think about what flows will the user be having when they are using your software. So I have tried to keep these things in mind, and I did this mini project. I started like a year ago with something called GoPass. So this is just using this pass standard Unix password manager, but I implemented this in Go. And I made a little user interface for this. And it worked fairly well. But it also turned out that GoPass was a very popular name. So I got some requests to change the name. And then I also run into some technical problems, because it turns out that having a language with its own idea about garbage collection and an event loop does not work, or how threads work doesn't work super well with all UI libraries. There are some nice packagings of QML for Go that I use, but these the maintainers have stopped caring about that. So I decided I should port this thing to Rust, and I came up with a better name. So it's now named Ripasso, after a kind of wine that I like, nice Italian wine. I can recommend this. But I would like to talk a bit about what is the components of this system. So like I said, it's based on pass, and then pass is basically a folder that contains files encrypted with the GPG, and then you put this under Git version control. So it's like taking tools that exist, using them for what they're good at, and this produces something that's that you can port to many places. So we use Git for distribution and synchronization. So since Git is, you just need a file system. It has its own syncing protocol, but you can put it on whatever you want. And we have GPG for encryption. This is well known, supports many algorithms, and maybe more importantly, supports things like hardware tokens. So this means that without me having to care about this, we get support for nice things like that. Okay. I chose Rust for this project because Rust helps provide safety, so it should be less likely that there are bugs in here. Of course, I'm not a super experienced Rust developer, but I think it's a lot better than if I would have done this in C++. Another thing that's very good in Rust is C interoperability. So I run into some issues with this when I was trying to use Golang for this. I had to provide several patches for, both GPG and for the QML libraries that I used. But still, even after that, I wasn't able to keep that fully functional. It was very difficult to figure out how to synchronize threads correctly with the QML event loop. So in the end, I think Rust is a better choice for this. And this also... it's also good if you want to support different UI toolkits, because since Rust interoperates well with C, which is what most UI toolkits are written in, if you want to target the like different ones, then I think this is a good choice. So, like I said, it uses new GPG for encryption. You get good encryption. Another good thing with this is that, assuming that we can get lots of people to use this system, it might help drive GPG adoption. So I have very few friends who use GPG for email, so they don't have a GPG key. But if they use one already for their password manager, maybe they will have one in the future. And yeah, hardware tokens. So there are also some challenges with these technical choices. So one is, it means you have to put your GPG keys into all the places where you want to have your password manager. So for example, it means if you want to have your passwords on your mobile phone, it means you need to put your GPG keys there in a secure way, hopefully. So I think what you should do here is to maybe not use the same subkey as you're using for important things. Another benefit of the GPG design is you can use different keys for different passwords. So maybe you have like one set of passwords that you care that are like extra sensitive, and then you can put longer passwords or require a hardware token for those. But this, of course, requires a good user interface for this. There are also some UX challenges, like given all these possibilities, how do you make something that's usable? And yeah, GPG is complicated. And also this design, like since the files kind of contain, at least if you name them so that you understand what the files are, which is a good idea, it means that if somebody finds your Git repo, they will be able to tell which sites you have passwords for. So this I think is a problem. I'm not sure how to solve it. Maybe it's not possible to solve with this approach. And the biggest hurdle I've encountered is that it's just plain hard to do UI development across platforms. I considered Electron for this, but I don't want to put the whole web browser inside of my password management system, so I chose not to. Okay, so that's like some background on motivation. Now let's take a look at how this looks like. So let's see. I want to put this here. See if this works. We're hacking away a bit on the conference. So now, before this, it only supported QML. So I'm going to show that interface first. It's going to it pop up here, of course. So here is how it looks like. Here is like I didn't want to show all my passwords on screen, so I have some test passwords. But basically, you can. You search here, and then it selects the one you want. It has VI key bindings, and you press Enter, and it will pop up your GPG thing, and it's going to copy it to your clipboard. So that's how that looks. And then I have also made a GDK interface. Now maybe it has to compile. Oh, yeah, this is... Somebody who knows a lot about iNotify, I would love some information about what's going on here. But here's the same thing in GTK. I can search here and I can hit enter to copy. So as you can see, this is like not at all done. What I have done is that it's a Rust library in the back here that like uses iNotify to monitor the folder, and it gives events when files are added or removed so that this thing can be kept in sync. And it also doesn't have QI for like changing your passwords. So the way I use it is I have this thing running all the time, and then I use the normal pass commands to keep it updated. But of course, the idea is to add these things in the future. This has been a very fun project, and I would love to get some help with this. And if you're interested, you can check it out on GitHub. Yeah, so that's it.
Do you have any question or comment?
Yeah.
Something wrong with using Firefox for storing the passwords in?
Nothing. There is nothing wrong with Firefox in particular, but it's a little bit hard to synchronize to all the places where you might want it, unless you have Firefox in those places.
I think Firefox has a built-in thing for that, even though I don't use it. So.
No.
I'm not sure about the adding it all. It's for recording. Yeah. So the password manager is also good for sharing within Teams and so on. So it's kind of a necessary thing in it seems in increasingly in dev environments and managing infrastructure, and there's not a perfect solution yet, but this is very interesting. So, thanks.
So I haven't really followed the attacks on LastPass, but have you? And are this similar attacks possible on Pass?
I mean, the as far as I understood, the attacks on LastPass, they were mainly related to their JavaScript client implementation. And of course, that particular kind of attack does not work against this. But yeah, that doesn't mean that you can't trick users. But I think that keeping things very simple and out of the browser could be a good idea for security. And this at least makes that possible. I mean, there are browser plugins that can read your past directory and fill in forms and stuff like that. But with this, you can choose what you want to use. And maybe you don't want to choose that.
Is there anything like LastPass? You get a one-time password, so you can still recover one time if you have the same device that you previously logged in from?
There is nothing like that. It's just GPG, so whatever approach you use for your GPG key will work.
For your business, is that going to be a problem? Potentially people forgetting their master key, that extra feature would be helpful.
So this comes down a bit to the what I said about UX, because of course it is possible to make sure you do this properly if you keep track of your GPG master key and that you print it out or you like store it in some secure way. But with GPG, it's up to you how you do that. So my plan is to like provide some kind of recommendation, like do this, print this thing, or like put this somewhere so that you can find it later. But I haven't gotten around to do that.